welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Who does Jesus love? Little ones like you. He loves you just because you are his child too. Let's sing. Jesus loves the little ones like me.
Jesus loves the little ones like me, me, me. Jesus loves the little ones like me, me, me. Little ones like me, that's a part of me. Jesus loves the little ones like me.
Our next song is called, I Am So Happy. I'm so happy. I have a puppy. I have a kitten. Do you like puppies and kittens? I do, and I bet you do too. I think Jesus made baby animals so cute just to make us happy. Let's sing.
Oh, I am so thankful as can be. Jesus made for me. Oh, I am so thankful as can be. For I have a father strong that Jesus gave to me.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am the part of your body that has your brain inside. I have hair on me. It might be long hair and it might be short hair. You wear a helmet on me. My name rhymes with bed. What am I?
Bed.
I'm your head. Next one. I am the part of your leg that lets it bend. Can you bend your leg? Figure out what part that is? You use me to kneel on. In the song today, little ones like me sat upon his what?
Me.
I'm your knee. Last one. When you are hungry, you eat food to fill me up. I grew bigger when you were growing inside your mommy. I rhyme with jelly. What am I?
Jelly.
Did you guess belly? That's right. Good job. These three things are important parts of your body that God made. Your head, your knees, your tummy. Our story today is about mommies and their children going to see their Creator Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for making our bodies and thank you for giving us the Bible. Help us to learn more about your love as we listen together. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus loves little babies and Jesus loves little children and big children too. When Jesus was in our world, he always smiled and was happy when he saw children. Don't you like seeing smiling people? I do. Jesus gently put his hands on their heads. And he blessed them. Jesus would say, God loves you. God bless you. Sam or Zeke, Emma or Laura, Audrey or Heidi, or whatever your name is. One day, a mommy heard that Jesus was near her home. Let's go see Jesus, the mommy called to her child. Do you think that child was excited? Yes, imagine you were getting to go see one of your best friends or a grandma or grandpa that you just love to see. They were excited. As they were walking, they told other mommies where they were going. The other mommies quickly gathered their children. "We want to go see Jesus too," they said. As the mommies kept walking, they passed by other houses. While the other mommies and their children were watching, and when they heard that they were going to go see Jesus, they all joined together and they went together to find Jesus. But when Jesus' helpers saw all the mommies and their children coming down the road, the helpers were not happy. "What do you want?" Jesus' helpers asked the mommies. Was that a very nice way to ask them? No, not really. "We want Jesus to bless our children," the mommy said. "Jesus is too busy talking to grown-ups," the helpers told the mommies. "You should go back home." This made the mommies and children sad. Wouldn't that make you sad? They were about to send them away, and they wouldn't get to go see Jesus. But guess who saw and heard what was happening? Jesus had seen them. He had heard what his helpers said and how they weren't being really, really kind. "Don't tell the mommies and children to go away," Jesus said. "I love these children. I want to bless them." Jesus held out his arms, and the children all ran to him. Nobody even rolled around and gave him a big hug. Jesus hugged them. He held the little ones on his lap, and Jesus blessed each one. The Bible tells us that Jesus loves children. He loves you too, just as much as he loved those children so long ago. When we read the Bible, we're listening to Jesus as he talks to us. And you can talk to Jesus too, and he will listen. When we pray, we're talking to Jesus. Let's pray every day because Jesus is our friend.
It's memory verse time!
Our memory verse this week is Matthew 19:14. "Let the little children come to me." Think of Jesus nodding yes up and down as we say this verse. Can you show me little using your fingers close together? Can you kind of squeeze your fingers like you're making something little? "Let the little children come to me." Then you're going to use your hands and you're going to motion, like wave toward yourself, like you're asking someone, "Come, come, come." "Let the little children come to me." Matthew 19:14. Now let's say it together. Let the little.
Let the little.
Children.
Children.
Come to me.
To come to me.
Matthew.
19:14.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
And want to be your helper.
Want to be a helper.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Our closing song today is "Jesus Loves the Little Children."
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.